account.
Okay. How about for now for names? Do you ever for fundamental Protestants?
Bible Belter or something?
Would this mean, would this belter be used verbally? I mean, as a one who belts the Bible, or one who lives in the Bible?
Yeah, that's what I was attempting to convey only.
Yeah. Now, how about any other names you can think of?
Profoundments?
Yeah. Okay, how about names for, now it's Northern Europeans, Scandinavians? None you can think of?
No.
How about Lithuanians? How about English? Irish?
You're referring to Shandy Irish and Lace Curtain Irish, which are purely reading vocabulary. Or Mick, I guess.
How about, how about the Scotch? Okay, how about French?
Frog is the one from that program, which I had heard too.
How about Germans?
Oh, from wartime reading, Heine, Hun.
Any others? How about Italians?
Wap, Dago.
How about Greeks? Spaniards?
Spic referring to Spaniards or Spanish or Latin American?
Any other for Latin Americans?
Greaser, Wetback, for Mexican in particular?
How about for Orientals?
Chinks, Japs, well, Jap, I presume, slightly drugged. But...
Any others?
Smile Eyes, I suppose.
Right. This is one we talked about before. Names for...
and Gook for Korean, I only heard it used for.
Okay. Now how about derogatory terms for a rustic, an American rustic?
Hayseed, hick, bumpkin, plow jockey.
Okay, how about the man who delivers the mail?
Mailman.
How about the man who picks up the trash?
Garbage man. And someone used a much more complimentary term recently and it made me prick up my ears. Sanitation man or something?
If you were in a hurry and someone else was in a hurry trying to rush you along, and you were it was going to take you just a short time, you might say,
"Just a minute," or "Wait a minute."
If you're on a train coming into this city, and you might go up to the conductor and you want to know the distance to the city, you might say,
"How far is it?"